interest rates and oil prices. Opus 111's Mike Mail touches on both topics in this segment.
Boston Fed President, a gentleman named Eric Rosengren, said this week that the current low-rate environment likely to remain for some time, adding that low rates keep the central bank's ability to offset negative shocks kind of restrained. On a related note, I guess, the 34 largest U.S. lenders all cleared the first stage of the Fed's annual stress test, showing that they're able to maintain enough capital in a very extreme recession to meet regulatory requirements. So they are deeply liquid. No need to be concerned about the bank business in the United States. And about that crude, U.S. crude entered its sixth bear market in 4 years, prices down more than 20% since the end of February. This glut of supply has weighed on prices for most of the past 3 years, and that's certainly a blow to the traders who believe that the recent quote-unquote attempt by OPEC to limit production would provide relief. See, those guys have a problem. They have enlightened self-interest going on here. And they need to have a certain level of production to help pay the bills at home, because they're almost all, the OPECs, that is, pretty much one-trick ponies. In other words, their oil is their economy. And so they use that to provide for programs and a lot of other stuff. And social issues could be quite strained if income isn't what they had projected it to be. Here at home, the energy sector currently only makes up 6% of the S&P 500. So while we're going to see the price gyrations in energy company shares based on whatever the oil price is doing, as a result of it being such a small component of the S&P, it has less pull on the stock market at large. So that's good. You know, the OPECs, I think this is interesting. It took them a lot of arm twisting. Who knows what happened behind scenes, but to get all their members on board for this production cuts. But let's just say not everybody is going along, and prices are lower than when they started. So that arm twisting didn't play out too well.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mail each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane, or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.